And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, good morning, everybody. We are here to help you get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous to boot. It is Ed Phillips joining you for the House of Wellness into Sydney on 2GB, Melbourne in 3AW, still sweltering, 4BC's Brisbane, 5AA in Adelaide, and across in Perth too on 6PR, and our phones are open, 131 873. As we are joined today by my lovely co-host, Sally Obermeyer. Welcome,
Sal. Hello. Hey, guys.
Looking fresh and fabulous, and our favourite pharmacist and medical herbalist, Gerald Quigley as well. Hello.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Sally.
Good
Great
morning.
To see you both.
Terrific to be here.
Guys, we've got the phones open, 131 873. The idea is to call through with any queries you might have about, say, medications, some aches or pains. If you're concerned for a loved one, a family member as well, we might be able to help you out with some of Gerald's suggestions. And also make you feel good on the inside, because this is where one of your delicious recipes is going to come.
You betcha. I've got a nice one today.
You one bowler, you.
I know.
What's it going to be?
It's going to be something really yummy, because we're sort of moving away from summer. So I just thought, why don't I make you something that's sort of warm, delicious.
Perfect, Ed.
Yep.
Perfect.
I don't want to move away from summer.
I know.
Love
we
summer.
Don't. I know. But look, in a couple of months' time, you'll be asking me about soup recipes and, you know, sort of salads will be a thing of the past. So it's a transitional recipe.
Okay.
I like that.
Well, it needs plenty of spice to put in the transition.
That's right. A trans-seasonal thing.
Also want to talk about what we can put into our food, indeed, to stabilise sugar levels today, GQ.
Yes, very important, Ed, and we'll discuss that briefly. It's a frustrating issue for people with diabetes, and it really, we probably are so hard, and the expectations put on people to manage their diabetes sometimes are quite unrealistic. So we'll do a couple of soothing herbs today.
That's great, great options. And a couple of big things coming up also on the show. Brain Awareness Week kicks off tomorrow. In fact, we've spoken about neuroplasticity before, haven't we, Gerald?
Yes.
We'll chat with Professor Tissa Widjaratne in just a sec, leading neurologist as well, chairman, in fact, of Western Health in Melbourne. And Brain Awareness Week is a really important time to look at what we can do for our brain health. We'll discuss nutrition there as well. And also, if you didn't wake up too bright and early and sparkly today, we've got some great tips from Michelle Boyd on the importance of a good night's sleep and how we can get one as well. Looking
really
forward
important,
to that. I know
yes.
We're on an hour early. You must adjust your body clocks as well here for the House of Wellness.
And Ed, can I briefly say, last week, remember we talked about Duchenne? We had a chat with Leanne James, who was doing that enormous walk. The Sydney community over that week raised over $1 million for Duchenne research and for equipment and for nurses. And that was all part of the Save Our Sons walk. So to those people who walked and for those people who participated, the Chemist Warehouse stores all the way along, a big, big, big thank you from all of us, because it was an exciting thing to be part of, Ed, wasn't
it? Congrats. That's fantastic. And all that money going to vital research and helping out nurses as well that deal with those wonderful boys that need your attention. All right, let's jump onto the phones. We'll try and get through a whole bunch of calls as well across the course of the hour and not miss out on anybody. 131 873 is our number. Let's grab Dawn, who's up and at 'em in Coogee. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning. Look, I'm sorry to worry you. I have shocking fingernails.
Uh-huh.
My right hand, they break down almost to the painful. I think I've probably tried most things. I paint them, I take hair, skin and nails, I do all sorts of things, but they just get worse. All my nails are bad, but my thumb is halfway down.
Our nails are very hard working, Dawn. Ed's and mine, especially, because we do so much housework and all those things. The two minerals of choice, Dawn, are iron and silica. So it might be worth for 3 or 4 weeks taking a liquid iron supplement just to get your levels up.
Iron.
And then the
iron,
but in liquid form, vegetable based, so there's no tummy issues. And the best form of silica is in a liquid gel form, because it's absorbed better. Liquid gel, and it's only a once a day dose. It comes in a box with a little spoon, and you have one spoonful a day. Now, be patient. It will take a few months, But it will work, Dawn.
I've had this for years, and it's got to the stage where it's absolutely painful.
Mm-hmm.
So it's silica gel.
Silica in liquid gel form, Dawn. Liquid gel and liquid iron just for 3 weeks. Silica long term, iron short term.
There we go. And we follow up all those treatments and suggestions, Cheryl, as always, on our website, houseofwellness.com.au. Let's grab another call. Margaret's in Blackburn for this Sunday morning. Hello.
Oh, hi there. Look, Cheryl, bless your heart, I've spoken to you a couple of times, but with grandchildren. Now, this is me.
Uh-huh.
I've got muscle. I do get cramps, but I've got a bit of a torn muscle at the moment. And at the moment, the last that I went to, the osteopath, she decided to conquer down magnesium powder with citrate.
Yes.
Now, I went up and I got some, it's diosporal or something here.
Yes, that's fine.
One, a powder one.
Yes.
And I did happen to have, it must have been something I've listened to you once before, I've got these mega magnesium powder. I just wondered if you could give me an idea which of the better one magnesium I would take.
Margaret, don't get tied up in all the different types of magnesium. Whatever powder you've got, just take. And when one is finished, you can move on to the other. Follow the dosages on there. And the other thing to include, if you've got muscles that are a problem, is arnica. Go and get some little arnica pills. They dissolve in your mouth, and they are amazing for muscle tears, muscle strains. So bleeding, bruising, swelling, all controlled by arnica. And you can get that. Okay. It's perfectly safe. Yeah.
Now, would that help with my legs then? I've got very fine skin now, my skin tears so easily. And I've got to have bandages on them.
Yes.
And I'm so embarrassed, but I don't touch myself and I get blood.
Margaret, you can toughen that up with a cream that's got urea, U-R-E-A. Your pharmacy will have that, urea 10%, and you use that morning and night, you will be surprised how tough your skin gets.
Oh, good.
There we go. Wonderful. What a selfless grandma calling for her kids, obviously, but now hopefully we can sort you out too.
Thank you so much.
Good on you, mate. You're in the draw for our $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse, by the way, which Gerald will award at the end of the show. Any more queries or questions, give us a buzz. 131-873. We've got time for one more. Let's do a quickie. Paul is in Sunnybank in Queensland. Good morning.
Yeah, mate.
Hi, Paul.
Yeah, I just want to know what's the best way to... I think it's called Barrett's disease, scarring of the esophagus.
Yes. Yeah, Barrett's, B-A-R-R-E-T-T, yes. So you've seen your doctor about it, Paul. What does he say?
I just had the stomach x-ray, and they said I've got the, and they just said have small meals and...
Yes, all of that. And smaller meals, Paul, particularly less liquid at night before you lie down, means you reduce the risk of that stuff bubbling up again and causing a problem. The herb of choice, Paul, is called slippery elm. Now, you can buy that as a powder, and you mix it up in a little bit of water into a slurry and add whatever you want to flavour it, because it's not the most delightful flavour. So a little bit of honey, and then it comes into a thicker mixture. And you swallow that, and it coats, Paul, the lining of your upper digestive tract, so burning will stop.
I'm on Sumac 40 every. Yeah. I take a tap Sumac 40 every morning.
Okay.
Yeah. So does that help too?
Yes, it will. Well, that's what the doctors decided is appropriate for you. So, but put in slippery elm as well.
Oh, okay.
Good luck with that, Paul. Thank you, mate. 131-873 is the number here. For the House of Wellness this morning, tomorrow we commence Brain Awareness Week. We always talk about the importance of exercise, don't we? We'll try and exercise the big muscle between our ears. We'll chat with the professor in charge after this quick break here on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness. Restore your sleep with Redorman Fort at Chemist Warehouse and book your flu vaccination today at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Introducing Neuromol. It combines the power of two active ingredients, ibuprofen and paracetamol, in the one tablet. So just one tablet of Neuromol provides more effective and longer-lasting pain relief than two 500-milligram tablets of regular paracetamol. For superior pain relief, make the switch to Neuromol, combining the power of two active ingredients, ibuprofen and paracetamol, in one tablet. And right now at Chemist Warehouse, Neuromol 12s are just $4.99. Always read the label, use only as directed, and if symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Incorrect use could be harmful. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, we all know the importance of exercising our muscles and eating well to keep our body in tip-top health, but we often overlook the health of our brains, what it needs to continue functioning at its best. Brain Awareness Week kicks off tomorrow, by the way, and with more than 400,000 Aussies currently living with dementia, we thought we'd better take a good look at the progress and benefits of brain research. Professor Tissa Widjaratna is a leader in the field of neurology and chair of the Department of Neurology, by the way, at Western Health in Melbourne. And the professor is with us on the line. Good morning.
Hello, Professor. How are you?
Good morning, Sally, Gerald and Ed. Wonderful morning to you all, and wonderful morning to all our wonderful listeners right across Australia.
Oh, thank you. Professor, let me ask you, what are the most common brain disorders?
There are a lot of common brain disorders, Sally. This is a good question. In fact, I might take you back to Kyoto last year, where I was in a sort of small committee meeting for Global Brain Awareness and World Brain Day. In September, Kyoto, we launched a paper that we published in Lancet Neurology, and that was associated with a plenary session at the same time also. We told the world for the first time that brain disorders now top the list among all disabling human disorders. This is coming closer to 3 billion human beings, to be precise, 2.5 to 2.6 billion at that time. I think the number is even more. So it's a huge deal. Now to your question, what are the common brain disorders? There are a lot of them. Stroke, dementia, headaches, peripheral nerve problems, back problems, neck problems, the muscle problems, problems between muscle and the nerve junction, whole lot. So it is almost like one out of every two or three of us are suffering from some sort of a brain disorder even now. So that includes one of us, Sally, Gerald, Ed, and me, must be having some sort of a neurological disorder. Well, I can divulge that I suffer from migraine. Mm-hmm. Here you are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tissa, it's Gerald here, and good morning. There's a lot of work being done on the study of probiotics in brain health. I think it's even got a term, something like psychobiotics. Do you see that as a strong future direction in research towards brain health?
I think so, but we are a long way ahead to make headway in this field, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. There's probably, but we still have a long way to go, unfortunately.
Okay,
where we made headway, let me tell you that when I was a medical student, that was like 17th century, I remember my friends were laughing at me, why are you wasting your time? Because there's no therapy for most of the neurological disorders. You might end up becoming a neurologist, you might come on board and your patient would die. But we changed that history. I think one of the biggest headway that we made is in stroke. I remember as a young intern, we disregarded stroke patients. I remember my consultants were very clever indeed at that time, but still, because they didn't have anything to do, they would move to the next patient or stroke. But what happened is clot buster treatment and removal of clot, we really changed the game completely. And most of those things happened in Melbourne indeed, as you know. Yes. We now can reduce the reduction in disability related to stroke almost up to 80%. Wow. Although in a small percentage. I think this has made the doorway to not only probiotic, but a whole lot in relation to brain disorders. I think the other important thing is nearly 90% of the brain disorders, neurological disorders, actually can be prevented.
Sure. Which is what we talk about here every Sunday.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. Now, we often hear about working out our brains, Professor, to try and boost its power. Memory boosting and mental exercises, is that something we should be looking at daily?
I think so. I think this is my personal belief. I think every time when I drive to Western Hospital or Melbourne University, I see number of this gym, that gym. I won't name you those gyms, but we don't have gyms for brain. Mm-hmm. I think the one of the best way to exercise our brain, or mind rather, is to keep it silent indeed. I think the human beings think too much. They don't do too much, unfortunately.
So you mean more meditation? Is that what you're saying?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think we just You see, the most of us, we either live in the past or future. Oh. We forget we live in the most livable city in the world.
Yeah.
We forget we live in this lucky country. And most of the time we complain. So I think the while we are mindful, of course, Gerald, we have to exercise also. I think we have to use our brains. While we need to sleep well, we need to learn one or two new things all the time. For most of my moderately to mild dementia patients, I tell them that spend some time looking at your old photo albums. Spend some time learning some board games. Spend some time learning a new musical instrument. Learn something new every day.
Now, Tissa, in your world, what's the single thing that you say to yourself, I should do this regularly to keep my brain in top shape? What do you do?
I think the novelty is quite important. So I like to put my eggs in different baskets. As you can see, probably I do too many things. Sometimes my managers criticize that, why are you taking all these things on board? Tissa, you already have a lot of things in your plate. I think by keeping a lot of things in my pie, I keep my brain exercising. But then, if I'm criticizing my kids, I criticize them 100%. If I'm listening to a song, I listen to it 100%. So if I'm sweeping the floor, I sweep the floor 100%. I don't think myself as a neurologist at that time.
Okay. Professor, can I ask you, I'm all about food and how food can help the body. Is there any food that's good for the brain?
I think it's in general, plenty of fruits and vegetables and nuts that you all talk about every week to fellow listeners. I think they all should look after our brain also. I think in relation to food that are particularly threatening to brain is things that might raise our blood pressure. So I would I do drink tea and coffee. As you know, I was born in Sri Lanka and I raised up among tea estates with nice tea smell. But make sure that you don't drink these things too much. That might raise your blood pressure, because blood pressure is one of the key threatening things to our brain in particular.
All right. I think it's a strong argument also for maybe some trivia nights, weekly at the pub.
Yes.
My favourite trivia question is, how many hearts does an octopus have? Do you know, Sal?
Oh,
Gerald?
That is so Ed Phillips. I mean, goodness me.
One?
How many, Ed?
Three. Professor, you miss out on going to the gift shop. Thank you for your time today, Professor. It's wonderful to catch up. And best of luck. Everybody needs to Google Brain Awareness Week and be a part of that as well. Thank you for your time this morning. All right, we'll take a little break. Thank you for everyone for holding on. We'll come to your calls as well. 131873 this morning on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness. Roll up your sleeves and book your flu vaccination today at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Want to drive a Williams race car? Well, thanks to Rexona's partnership with Williams Racing, you could win a trip to Dubai and drive a Williams race car. Williams have the world's fastest pit crew, by the way, and they rely on the world's number one antiperspirant deodorant, Rexona. It won't let you down. You could be experiencing the thrill of driving a Williams F1 race car with all flights and accommodation provided for you and a friend. There are three experiences to be won, so for full T's and C's, to enter, visit rexona.com.au. Rev up with half-price Rexona at Chemist Warehouse for your chance to win. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
This morning on the House of Wellness, Ed Phillips joined by Sally Obermater. We have Gerald Quigley standing by as well. Fair to say, GQ, the epidemic of the 2000s is diabetes, and we need to learn a bit more about it so we can manage it.
It's a real problem, Ed, and everyone's looking for excuses. Too much sugar, too much salt, too much this, too much that. The fact is that we can do it. Is a preventable disease. Mm-hmm. Two types, as we know, but the big concern these days is the type 2 diet. This is where your body produces insulin, but not enough, or the insulin it produces, your own body doesn't use it properly. So I wanted to briefly just reassure people with diabetes. First of all, don't let it be all-consuming. Every time you go to the doctor, you're told you've got to do this, you've got to do that, you've got to prick your finger, you've got to eat this, eat that. Just pretend that they put the disease in a box, in a shoebox, and open that shoebox a couple of times a day. Don't live with it all day. every now and again, too, I hear that people with diabetes are told you can't have any herbal options to try and offset some of the issues you're finding. That is rubbish.
Uh-huh.
Herbs like cinnamon, milk thistle, fenugreek, ginger, aged garlic extract won't cause blood sugar levels to plunge, but they do help balance across the day. So you can use those in your cooking. You can take them in supplement form, get a little bit of advice. And if it just means you can enjoy, for want of a better word, and live with and retain your quality of life with diabetes, they're the sorts of things you should consider.
Fantastic. Nice options and additives there. Houseofwellness.com.au, by the way, is our website. We have recipes there. Gerald's blog, you can ask him questions as well. Sonia, something along the lines of diabetes this morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Sonia. How can we help?
Hello, Gerald. I'm just ringing up about my type 2 diabetes.
Yes.
I've got numbness under my feet. I've had it for many, many months, and also my fingers.
Yes.
The numbness is stopping me walking properly.
Oh, you poor thing. And this, Sonia, as probably you've been told, is one of the sad ongoing ramifications of diabetes, because the circulation in your feet and in your fingers is not as good as it should be.
That's right.
So, look, is it painful, Sonia?
Or
just uncomfortable?
Uncomfortable, showering, everything. Yes, uncomfortable. It's not painful.
No.
It is a bit in my hands, my fingers.
From your feet perspective, are you seeing a podiatrist regularly?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so the podiatrist is giving you advice on what to apply and what to do, and to be very careful about any injuries you get on your feet.
No, not a great deal. I mean, I've had it for some time, but not a great deal of what I'm to put on, you know, elevate the numbness on my feet.
Yes.
No, not really.
Sonia, the specific nutrient that you need to take, if you're not already, is vitamin
B12. Oh,
Vitamin
B12. B12.
Yes, it comes in sublingual form, which means you allow it to dissolve in your mouth, and you take that once a day, every day. And that is the specific thing to offset this numbness that you get in your feet and your fingers.
Oh, yes.
Massage your feet every day, twice a day, your hands twice a day, every day. It is so important to retain as much circulation there as we can. So good luck, and don't hesitate to give us an update whenever you wish.
Thank you, Gerald.
Good luck, sure. Sonia. Thank you. Lil's in Toorak this morning. Hello to you, Lil.
Good morning, Gerald.
Hello, Lil.
Could help me, please.
Mm-hmm.
I've got sciatica, and
yes.
Unfortunately I've got it on the L4 and 5.
Oh, lucky
and
you.
And I've had it for 9 weeks, and I'm being operated in 2 weeks' time.
Okay.
But the thing is, I'm going through a hell of a lot of pain at night.
Yes.
I seem to be living on ice pads on my ankle. From the ankle, it's basically the ankle
yes.
section, which is just torturing me. And I was wondering, have you got any suggestions, please? Definitely.
Look, Lil, hopefully your doctor has given you a little a schedule of pain relief that
I've
will...
I've got Prodine and Lyrica. They're the only two I take.
And are they making a difference?
Well, the Lyrica is for the nerve, isn't
nerve
it?
Pain, yes.
Yes,
okay.
Which I take one at day and one at night.
Okay.
It takes 10 hours to work out.
Of course.
And the Prodine...
Yes, well, that's just codeine, so you can use that.
Yes.
Yeah, look, a couple of suggestions, Lil, please.
Yep.
Magnesium powder at night will relieve the tension in your back. And if you take a teaspoonful before you go to bed, it's going to help with restful sleep.
Oh, and so do you think it's the back? I know it's the back where I've got the pain.
Yeah, it's lower back. That's where it comes. Yeah, I know, but you feel it in other spots, but it's being initiated in your lower back.
Right.
So magnesium powder, a teaspoonful before you go to bed, and throw in as well the strongest turmeric that your local pharmacist has, because it will just, again, help the pain relievers you've got give you better results. And take the turmeric at the highest dose across the day, Lil, and good luck with your surgery in 2 weeks' time.
Thank you, I need it.
Thanks for calling, Lil. Wish you all the best. This is the House of Wellness, slightly earlier time, an hour earlier, across many of the capital cities. If you slept in, well, that's good, because it meant you got a good night's sleep, although you missed a little bit of us. We're torn. However, we'll chat about the importance of a good night's sleep. Got some tips and tricks when we chat to Michelle Boyd, clinical educator at Flordis, right after this quick break.
This is the House of Wellness. Restore your sleep with Redorman Fort at Chemist Warehouse, and book your flu vaccination today at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Well, we've spoken about turmeric before. It comes from the root of the curcuma longa plant and has long been used in Chinese and Indian medicine practices as an anti-inflammatory agent that may temporarily relieve the pain of arthritis and mild osteoarthritis, may also reduce joint inflammation and swelling, thereby increasing joint mobility and movement too. Turmeric's also believed to help relieve the symptoms of medically diagnosed IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. Right now, Healthy Care Turmeric 100 caps are only $17.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, use only as directed, and if symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Up bright and early this Sunday morning, we all know sleep's important for our good health and well-being, and getting enough helps us stay healthy and alert. However, many people find that just falling asleep is extremely difficult, or they just don't sleep well. And a lack of sleep, of course, affects your mood, your concentration, memory, weight, driving skills as well, and ultimately quality of life. So to help us enjoy some better nights, we're joined by Michelle Boyd, who's the clinical educator at Flordis. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle. Hello. Michelle, let's kick off. What's a good sleep cycle, and I guess why is it actually so important?
Well, sleep, as we all know, is very important for everyone. And on average, adults should get between, say, 7 and 9 hours of sleep each night. So when we are sleeping, we move between stages of lighter and deeper sleep. And it's important that we spend the right amount of time in each of these sleep stages, especially the deep sleep, because this is when our muscles relax and our brain actually processes our memories from that day. Unfortunately, our sleep cycle can often be disrupted, especially by stress or other events that occur in our lives. And we find ourselves waking through the night and not having enough of this deep sleep, which can then make us feel groggy and tired the next day and craving that cup of coffee even more.
So sleeplessness, how could that affect someone?
Sleeplessness can have a significant impact on our lives. And actually around 1 in 3 people in Australia suffer from this. So if you suffer from sleeplessness, just laying around at night while the rest of the household sleeps can feel quite lonely and frustrating. And if you have trouble falling asleep through the night, over time, this lack of control of your sleep can become a source of tension and worry. Mm. And as you said earlier, sleeplessness may also affect our concentration and also our mood. So it makes everyday tasks feel even more overwhelming.
Okay.
Michelle, it's Gerald here, and thanks for chatting with us. Can we have your top 3 tips to help manage sleeplessness?
Top 3, heavens. Well, actually, probably the most important thing is to try and get a regular sleep pattern. So aim to go to bed at night and wake up in the morning at around the same time. Probably another really good thing is to consider the things you need to avoid, like caffeine from lunchtime onwards. Alcohol at night isn't always good. It may help you get to sleep, but unfortunately it's going to disrupt your sleep through the night.
Sure.
And apart from having a great place to sleep, consider your surroundings in your bedroom.
Yes.
You could also try a herbal sleep medicine. But remember to look for one that has evidence to support its claims, or you could ask your healthcare professional.
Screen time too, Gerald. Got to limit it.
Now, it's House of Wellness television, Ed, that's different.
That's true, but you're often answering emails late at night or watching a late night movie. It's probably not the best thing we can do, is it, Michelle?
No, it's not. It stimulates our brain, yeah.
Absolutely. All right, some great tips there. Any herbal options you might also recommend that have been researched?
Yes. As mentioned, it's important to speak to your healthcare professional about your actual sleep patterns. But if you're looking for a herbal medicine, consider a product like Flordis Redorm and Fort, which has been clinically researched in patients for over 10 years. Our clinical research has found that the valerian hops combination found in Flordis Redorm and Fort helps you to not only fall asleep faster, but also stay asleep longer. And most importantly, Flordis Redorm and Fort helps you to restore healthy sleep patterns. essentially, it's helping you to get your sleep back on track.
Fantastic. Fantastic advice there. Thanks. Nice to chat to you today. Sweet dreams, Michelle.
Thank you.
It's the House of Wellness this morning. Guys, I wanted to mention this amazing charity, Gotcha for Life, while I have your attention. It's a charity that raises funds and awareness for men's mental health. And their goals are to save lives and make a significant impact in raising the mental state of boys and men and their families. Now, we've got National Man Hug Week starting tomorrow.
This is good.
Yeah, I like the thought of this. It's a week-long charity event. It urges people to be aware of their support network, ultimately. Urges them to have a man hug with the individual. So you pick a mate, you agree to chat to that mate, and afterwards you hug it out, which is kind of reinforcing, you know, we've got each other's back. Shall we hug it out, Gerald?
Look, do I just connect, Ed? Because I don't want to get my cords all tangled.
Here we go.
All right, here we
hug it out.
And 1, 2, 3. Yeah, good. And can we do it again on television later on?
We'll do that at midday today on Channel 7.
Okay.
I mean, it releases the endorphins. You know, you literally got each other's back.
Sure.
Yeah, and we men don't talk enough,
do we? I was going to say, it is so important for guys because I think, you know, look, women typically, we love a chat. We love to talk. We get to the deeper issues very quickly. We're very kind of open and we're not afraid to ask each other very personal questions,
yeah,
I think.
Sure. Yeah.
For guys, it's not as maybe as ingrained. So it's important to reach out. You know, the stats around, I guess, men's mental health is kind of alarming. And
very
it's important
disturbing.
That we all do our bit, you know.
Sure.
It also means that women have to support the guys and say, listen, have you reached out to your mate, Bob, Steve, whatever, and, you know, check in on him. And
should have a hug a pharmacist week.
Yeah.
Feels
Isn't
good.
That every week?
Feels good. You should prescribe that. We're here to take your calls too, by the way. Just look up Gotcha for Life through Facebook or Google. There's plenty of great videos and the drive coming up across what is National Man Hug Week starting tomorrow. Let's grab a couple more of your calls. 131873. Don's in Waterford in Queensland this morning. Hello to you, Don.
Yeah,
morning,
good
Don.
Morning. Good morning, Daryl. Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I have got pleural plaque in my left lung.
Uh-huh.
And doctor tells me there's not much they can do for it, but I take Spiriva
Good.
And Symbicort
Good.
Inhalers.
Good. And you rinse after you use those, Don?
Yes, I do.
Rinse your mouth. Good.
Yes.
Good.
But, I just wonder if there's anything that you might be able to suggest to supplement those two.
Two suggestions, Don. Two suggestions to get better results from those inhalers. The first is called green-lipped mussel. Green-lipped mussel years ago had some good work done in New Zealand to help with breathing. The other is krill oil as well, which does make it because it reduces inflammation. And the third is ivy leaf extract, which helps breathing. It works brilliantly in combination with those puffers. And there's a German extract of ivy leaf, which is available. And none of these things have interactions they have positive interactions, Don. They don't adversely affect your medications, but it's just going to give you some lung strength. All right?
Good
those
luck
three
with that,
things.
Don.
Thank you, Don.
Thank
and
you
look
so
after
much.
Yourself.
We've got one of Sally's delicious recipes coming up, an autumnal one, no less, after
Can't
this
wait.
Break.
Oh, yes.
We might as well also grab another call or two while we can, because everyone's been very patient. Let's see if Glenn is standing by still in Hoppers Crossing.
Hi, Glenn.
Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Gerald. How are you?
We're well, thank you. How can we help you?
Gerald, I'm type 2 diabetic.
Uh-huh.
I've just recently had an SPC inserted in my stomach.
Okay.
And I've had some urinary tract infections.
Okay.
And some members of the medical profession have told me that I should take cranberry capsules.
Yes.
To reduce the likelihood of infection.
Yes.
When my GP heard that I was taking them, he went absolutely ballistic and said, for God's sake, leave them alone. You're diabetic. They're full of sugar and they'll raise your sugar levels. And that actually happened. Now,
so the extract of cranberry you were taking lifted your blood sugar levels up?
Yes, quite dramatically.
Okay.
And,
because that shouldn't happen, Glenn.
Well, I'm caught between a rock and a hard place. Because
I can
some
see
say
that.
Yes, and some
yes.
say no.
Look, the important thing, you're checking your blood sugar levels regularly, which is
yes.
a pain in the fingers, but it's just got to be done.
Yep.
There are lots of different cranberries about, Glenn, and the one of choice is a once-a-day that actually is an overseas type. It's a special extract, and if you wouldn't mind dropping me an email, so go to houseofwellness.com.au.
Yep.
That's the website. Up to the top, there's a little ask button. If you just very briefly remind me of what we've been talking about, I'll give you the specific extract that I can pretty well guarantee will not affect your blood sugar.
That sounds great. Now, one all final right. point, if I may.
Yes.
I'm a little bit concerned about you, Gerald.
Why?
You said that you were interested in starting up a hugger farm.
And what concerns you about that, Glenn?
What do we prescribe for that, Mr. Quigley?
Look, I think Glenn needs to get a life, frankly, and just get on. Got to get on my team, Glenn, and your hard-working pharmacist. I mean, he might be surprised if you walk in there today or tomorrow and give him a hug.
Yeah, no, he gives good hug, Glenn. I will vouch for it. And I think we're not done yet. We'll do it all week long, I think. Good on you, mate.
Thanks
Cheeky,
for calling,
but I hope
Glenn.
We've helped you out there with some great advice. Let's take a little break. More to come on the other side of this here on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness. Roll up your sleeves and book your flu vaccination today at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
All righty, great to have your company right around Australia this morning. It's the House of Wellness. Tummies are rumbling and, dare I say, autumn is on your mind, Sally Alameda.
Yeah, autumn's on my mind. And I was thinking, you know what, it would be nice to have a recipe that had... I was starting to think, let's start to... I guess I love salads, but steer away from salads and go into something warmer for weekend brekkie. So I thought, why don't I show you guys how to, I can't show you, but I want to tell you guys how to do skillet baked eggs. So that means it's a one pan. I know you guys like a one pan wonder.
Of course.
So you actually bake the eggs in the pan. So what you do is you turn the oven on and just get it kind of warming while you get everything prepped. Get your fry pan out, heat up some olive oil, and then you'll just slice up a little bit of garlic and some leek. And this is where I'm starting to think, okay, what other vegetables can we use that are more autumn vegetables?
Yeah, yeah.
So leek is beautiful. So slice that up, cook it until it's kind of nice and soft, and then you'll get some baby spinach, so add that in, a little bit of lemon juice, a touch of chili. If you like a spice, which I do, I get a fresh chili and I kind of seed it and then just chop it up. If you don't like spice, leave that bit out. It will still taste amazing. A little bit of salt and pepper. Cook it all together. You want the spinach to be wilted. You want the leek to be cooked. You want to get that aroma of the garlic kind of happening. Then you'll get the mixture and just kind of squeeze the liquid out, because spinach, you know, is awesome. It has a lot of liquid in it. But when you're doing that with eggs, you don't want it to get soggy and runny. So just kind of squeeze the liquid out of it, get rid of the liquid, and then you put it back into the pan. Then you'll make four little holes. So kind of just push the spinach around, make four little holes, and crack the eggs into those little holes so that you get the eggs kind of sitting nicely up on top of the spinach.
Yeah.
Pop it in the oven for about 10 to 12 minutes, and it's done. And then if you want a little bit of pancetta or a little bit of bacon or something.
I do.
Yeah, you do? Okay, so fry up a little bit of pancetta and then just sprinkle it across the top.
And where can I put my baked beans?
No, nowhere. You won't need baked beans with this. You're going to be full, I promise.
There'll be in a little tab down the bottom on the website of houseofwellness.com.au for extra beans. Delicious, Sal. Thank you. Hey, we're back on air on Channel 7 from midday today with the House of Wellness TV version. Great show coming up. Jo Stanley hosting with us. She's going to argue that kids could really be bad for our health.
What?
Yeah, yeah. We'll look at that. And netball superstar Bianca Chatfield joining us in search of the pressures of social media and its impact on our body image. It's all coming up on the show today. And wonderful heart surgeon Dr. Nikki Stamp talking about her brand new book, Can You Die of a Broken Heart?
Oh.
Does love affect the
heart? Ed, our $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. Today, Margaret, thank you for your call about your muscular issues. You are the winner. Congratulations.
She was good, always looking after her grandkids, so we've sorted her out as well. And people can reach you via thehouseofwellness.com.au.
Answers today.
Done deal. All right, I'll see you in the flesh. We'll have another man hug.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to be practicing until I see you.
Good. Thank you, lovely Sal.
Thank you so much,
Sally.
Guys. Have a wonderful Sunday.
We'll see you on Channel 7 across the week for the Daily Edition as well. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you next Sunday.